Welcome back to another exciting, goofy episode of Meet Us in Paris, the podcast that whisks you away to the most captivating corners of the planet without leaving your headphones. I am Zen, and as always, I am joined by my super awesome co-host, Nicole.
Hello. Greetings.
Hello, and I'm Tanya somewhere in there. How is everyone?
We're good.
Okay, good.
I'm here. I'm super excited because today we're going to talk about gifts for the traveler who has everything. And I want to hear what you guys have to suggest because I have some tough people to shop for, mostly myself. So let me set up the scene. You have a friend or a loved one who's got the travel bug super badly, and they seem to have everything they need for their trips. What would you get them?
Okay. So like gift giving is hard enough for Christmas time, much less someone who has a laser focus on one hobby, yeah, like travel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. True. Right. You know, yep, them because that's, yep, us, right? Yeah. I hope my wife is listening, but never fear. We got some awesome suggestions from ingenious gadgets, I think, to make packing a breeze. I actually had mentioned packing cubes in the past podcast, mm-hmm, to unique, yeah, mementos that captured the essence of a new destination. We got all sorts of different ideas, and we're sure we're going to have something for you to give to some person who is the most well-equipped adventurer in awe. We're going to make him in awe.
And of course, as we always do, we'll be sharing some of our goofy personal anecdotes, or at least Zen probably will, that we hope will inspire your next travel escapade or gift of choice. After all, what's a journey without a few stories to tell, right?
Yeah.
But before we dive into our treasure trove of gifting suggestions, let's take a moment to thank our sponsors.
Meet Us in Paris is sponsored by the University of California, Irvine, Division of Continuing Education, and Notes by Nicole. Looking for a new career? Check us out at ce.uci.edu for our career-boosting courses. Looking for some trip ideas or getting the most from your vacation? Check out Notes by Nicole at notesbynicole.com.
Now, without further ado, let's unravel the mystery of finding that perfect something for the traveler who's seemingly seen and done it all. My first suggestion is, you know me in books. Here I go. The Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook. Expert advice for extreme situations. So this made me go through a rabbit hole. It is something that started like 20 years ago. It's kind of almost like they have all this merchandise, games, calendars, books of worst case scenario. But in this case, it's for travel. It sold 10 million copies worldwide. So like, what do you do if the pilot passes out? What if your train derails?
Wow.
What are you starting to sink in quicksand? So survive a drone attack, an avalanche.
Where are you going?
So I'm thinking, this is like, I'm like, stunts. What is this? So like the most severe possible thing that can happen. But, you know, so the people who wrote this, the two men who wrote it, are humorists and the writers, Joshua Piven and David Borgenich. And they, it's just hilarious. They have a bunch of different things in there. It's a quick one because it would just be almost like a fun gift for someone who has everything. And I know that Zena wants to go to the Tomatina, so maybe he's going to need to know how to survive. I think in the last podcast we talked about that. And I wanted to read the quote of National Geographic. It says, humorously breaks down all matter of sticky situations, however unlikely, based on advice from U.S. State Department officials, movie stunt people, railroad engineers, among other experts. So there's research. Okay, now the part that I thought was fabulous, they have a bunch of other ones. Like, surviving apocalypse, surviving dating. Ooh. I mean, you can go on, and all those books are there. So that's why I went through a complete rabbit hole. It was a lot of fun. So it's short and sweet, but I'm going to have to get it for myself.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun one to read.
It's even like a good old, even
if it's just making you chuckle in a very safe environment.
What's it called again, Tanya? What's the name of the book?
Worst Case Scenario Survival Handbook. If you put that in, you'll get all kinds of them. But it's it has one just for travel.
We're not sponsored, but
at all. But I'm like these, I almost like, could maybe we could find these people to come and talk to us because it is just so funny. This is also like, I think a really fun, like white elephant or like a gag gift for holiday because it would be fun to, I know I want it, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway.
I totally steal it.
Exactly. Right. We'd have a big drawn out fight.
That's awesome.
Anyway. Okay. So that's mine. Yay.
Okay. Well, I can go next.
Okay.
I actually was going to suggest one. First of all, I'll say a super big shout out to one of my friends who knows me so well and gifted me something that I'm just going to put it out there again. I know I talked about this in a previous episode, but this is a reminder to get AirTags. This is not what I'm going to be suggesting, but I thought it was a good idea since we're talking holiday gifting. Mm-hmm. So AirTags are actually a really awesome way of tracking your belongings, and especially if you're going to be traveling very far or during the holidays when you can lose your bags more, like the probability is higher of you losing your bag. AirTags will give you a sense of control in what is incredibly an uncontrollable situation.
Yeah.
And easy, super easy to set up on your phone. You can actually use these AirTags for anything else afterwards. So I've heard of people using it on their dogs, on their kids.
My friend uses it on her dog.
Yeah. So it has more than one purpose in terms of, not just using it for travel. So, but that's not the gadget I was going to talk about. The one I was going to talk about is one that actually I think would be a lifesaver for anyone who likes to watch TV on their phone and doesn't want to take a bigger screen with them, like an iPad, or is not traveling in first class. So I don't know if you've seen these gadgets. They're like airplane phone holders that you can mount on the table, on the foldable table. One of the things that I think is kind of frustrating as a frequent traveler is you never know what kind of airplane you're going to get. And not all of them have a phone holder. Yeah. And this gadget is pretty small too. And you can use it later on, you know, if you want in the kitchen, you can use it for all other events, or situations. So, it could be a really nice stuffing for your holiday gifts, and really make someone happy because they're not going to be holding their phone the entire time. So,
a really good gift.
But
it's called. What do we call it? What is it called? If I wanted to look it up.
Yeah, you can actually look it up, of course, on Amazon.com. Not sponsored. Universal in-flight airplane phone holder mount.
Okay.
That's title, but that's mine.
Very good.
Okay, I got one that's a little bit unusual. I think there's a lot of people who travel are now foodie travelers. And I recently discovered this is that, I mean, everyone knows about Kikkoman soy sauce, but the Kikkoman soy sauce dispenser, you know, the little bottle that you find on, they're ubiquitous on any Chinese restaurant. They actually have a trademark on the shape of the bottle and also like a 3D trademark about like the volume of it. So, actually it is so recognizable around the world. It's like kind of like a, It's almost like the Coca-Cola bottle where you recognize the shape of the Coca-Cola bottle. And I found out recently that in every country that they sell Kikkoman soy sauce, they actually have them all labeled in the local language on the exact same bottle.
Huh.
And I think that would be really cool because I want one. Or sick. Honey, I'm talking to my wife, by the way. I need a Kikkoman soy sauce bottle. But yeah, I think they're really cool. And the thing is, they come in different languages. And they always have that iconic red cap. There's all sorts of history about how they're designed. So like after you pour the soy sauce out of it, it doesn't drip. You know, like you know how sometimes you have like a teapot, and after you stop pouring the tea, there's always like a drop that always falls off the edge.
Yeah.
These bottles they made over 100 different designs to make sure it didn't drip once you finished pouring the actual soy sauce out of it. But I just think they're really cool, and I think in any country you go to, you can go into the grocery store. But I also suggest that with certain types of food items, just like wherever you're at, try to get the local, for foodies, like the local ketchup or the local mustards, not ketchup, but the local mustards or something like that. Find something that's local so they can, when you bring it back, they can try it.
I like that. That's good.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So actually my everyone in my family knows whenever they go to another country, they bring me back whole coffee beans. And it could be I don't care. Just bring me back the worst coffee, just as long as the whole coffee beans. Because I'm just kind of curious what coffee tastes like in South America, like in Chile. And so they'll just buy me these like inexpensive bags, full bean. And I'll just drink them. It's like, oh, that's what it tastes like. I think it's interesting, you know, I love it. So and actually, that's what everyone does for Christmas for me.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah. Now we need soy sauce bottles. So dang it.
Okay. So let's shout out for that.
No.
Awesome. Okay. That's fun. I like that. I like the idea, the concept. Let's see. So the next kind of gift and something I want, which apparently it turned into, right, what we want, it is the mobile hotspot Wi-Fi router. So when I kind of shared in our group that we have for this podcast that I wanted to talk about this, Zen sent me a link of something he has. And then I looked and I just, again, rabbit hole. I was there forever. There's all kinds of gadgets that do all kinds of things. But the main point of it is that you can just be independent, whether it's at a hotel, at a Airbnb, or at the park. You can have access to internet. And some of them, you change the SIM card. Others, you don't. There's all kinds of things that you can match it up to your smart devices, laptops, you know, phone, Kindle. It helps with data consumption. There's just battery life. There's all kinds of things. So what the main thing is that exists, and depending on the person you're giving the gift to, what they find important for their trip is how I would go about gifting that. And even though I want one, I'm so now stumped on what the heck I want because there's so many different things out there. So that to say, if either one of you have any suggestions, we usually stay at people's houses or homes or but not everywhere. And, or if we don't know anybody, Airbnbs, or we rent something. So I'm not in hotels most of the time. So, anyway, so that's the gift that I'm going to look into for future.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I know, Zen, you mentioned one. How did you come to that?
So what I had specifically was, it's essentially a wireless router that's portable, and it's about the size of a, I don't know what you would call it. It's almost the size of like a laptop charger. Okay. And I don't know how I came about it, but I think I was, it, the great thing is it's actually also a rechargeable battery. So you can charge your phone.
See? Yeah.
So I don't remember how, but I can explain. What's kind of cool is you can take a USB drive, put MP4 movies onto it, hook it up to this little thing, and then your whole family can actually get on to connect to the Wi-Fi. When you're in a hotel, typically you hook up the Ethernet adapter to it because USB, right. not all old hotels don't have Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. And then it would spread the Wi-Fi out. But it also allowed you to stream any movie that was on the USB drive.
Right.
Oh, nice.
So, and then also when they did have Wi-Fi in hotels, the Ethernet tends to be faster. So if you hook up my router to the local Ethernet, it actually was faster than the hotel Wi-Fi. And then there was one more aspect of it that I really liked about it too. Lots of times when you go into a hotel, you only can connect a couple of devices. It's not like this anymore, but used to be, it's like, oh, each room can only hook up like 3 or 4 devices.
I remember that.
Yeah. So the thing is, what I would do is hook up my Wi-Fi router up to the Ethernet, and I just spread it to all the, you know, like, oh, we bring a laptop, an iPad, and phones and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden we're spreading it to like a dozen different devices, and we got around to the hotel. It's a limitation. Okay.
Got it. So, very good.
But now it's kind of outdated because everyone has Wi-Fi now.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. I just, because I'll go like rent places, some of the places that I'll rent don't have it. And I kind of feel weird about doing Wi-Fi when I don't know who's around. So then that's why I think I like that.
Yeah.
There's some that are protected, all that kind of stuff, but it's all great. Love it.
Okay. Who's that? Am I up again?
No, I can't remember.
I think it might be me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I am actually going to share about a company that's really cool. I use this. I started using this. It's a portable charger for your phone, but it's not like a portable charger that you connect through a USB cable. It's a portable charger that attaches to the back of your iPhone or your phone through like this magnet. So it looks like your phone has a little backpack. And I bought it originally because, in the theme of what we were talking about in our last episode about all the events that are coming up, I travel to festivals often. And I didn't want to take another piece of like another gadget that was going to, just be in my bag, and being used not so often.
Right.
But something that I could attach to my phone was a lot more convenient for space. So I bought it for Coachella, but I've used it in a lot of my trips where, you know, maybe you forgot to charge your phone in the airport or in the airplane, or, you know, it really comes in super handy in the moments where you just don't have enough battery. So the company is called Casely. I conveniently have a discount code on my website.
On your website. Awesome.
Yes. If you go to notesbynicole.com/discounts, you will find a bunch of other options for discounts.
I'm going to go.
But this one is for Casely. And it's a 35% off of your first order of $15 or more. They have a monthly club where you can refresh your look on a regular basis, like the look of your little backpack for your phone. Yeah. And it's really cool because it's the designs are inspired by the latest fashions with a Brooklyn spunk. So it's really trendy. Or if you want to keep it simple, they have, you know, just one color as well.
Yeah.
The other part about this that I really enjoy is that they have a community focused approach, and every case purchased, like a portion of that purchase goes to their monthly charity of the month.
Nice.
So this month's charity is, let me check here. Oh man, I thought I had it right here, but I don't. But if you check Casely.com, getcasely.com, you can learn more about where your money is going. And they do have like a total count of how many donations they've made so far. They're at $654,000 and counting.
Very good. Okay.
All
I
right.
like the backpack story.
Nice. Backpack for your bag, for your phone.
Okay. I'm supposed to go.
You are.
So I have a 13-year-old. My 13-year-old wasn't always a 13-year-old. When she was a 1-year-old, one of the most interesting things to do while traveling is trying to get a 1-year-old through an airport. Airports are big. The other thing is strollers are big. We did bring strollers. But what we also had was she had a suitcase called, the company was called Trunky, T-R-U-N-K-I. And she had something called a Trunky Tipu Tiger. And what it was a suitcase that had four wheels just like other suitcases, but was actually designed. It had like a little harness on top, and she could sit on the darn thing like a horse.
Oh my goodness.
I've seen those. They look so convenient.
And it has a leash, so the kid sits on top of the suitcase.
Yeah.
And then you pull the leash part of it, and then you can pull them through the airport when they get tired.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it makes a big difference. Two things is they are really happy because I have my own suitcase. B, they get to ride their suitcase. And, you know, C, the parents don't have to carry the kid through the whole airport. So it's a win-win-win-win. So they got them like tigers. They are, they have them shapes of things, I believe, like elephants and stuff like that. In case you're trying to find your elephant. That's a joke for you, Nicole.
Go back and listen to the first episode where Nicole starts, and you'll hear about the elephant.
The elephant. Yeah. And so they have them colored like fire engines. They're really cool. But the second one, now they have a newer one. There's another company called Stoke, S-T-O-K-K-E. And I thought this one was all, it looks like a little bit more traditional of a carry-on suitcase that they can bring on. But it actually has this, inside they have like a built-in cot. So what you do is you put the suitcase in front of the seat that your child is in, and then the cot extends onto the seat and then on top of the suitcase, and it makes the seat into a little bed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hmm. Yeah. So like if you have a 1 or 2 year old, you know, the thing is they don't sleep very well sitting up. Well, that's not entirely true. When you put them in a car seat, they fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
But when they're laying down, it's a little bit it's a little bit more comfortable for them. So, you know, you can turn this thing into a cot and the kid can just sleep on the cot and it turns the seat into a cot. My sister just bought one and apparently it went really, really well with my niece, who actually is my niece is now 3. So, you know, I guess the space is just long enough for her to kind of go on there sideways and sleep on it like a cot when they just went to Hawaii. So,
that's
awesome. A couple travel items for if you have kids.
That's really good. Yeah. I think we have those listeners out there.
Yep.
You got it. I bet you wanted to get on the horse too, or whatever it's called. Like the
it was a tiger. It's orange with stripes, and it has like a nose and everything on it. You know,
kind of fun.
It looks like a kind of cartoon, you know, suitcase that was half suitcase and half tiger. So
it sounds fun. Well, I think that's it. So thanks for tuning in to our Great Gifts for the Traveler podcast. We hope that you had as much fun as we did. And I'm really glad you came.
Also, if you're newer to our podcast, check out some of our older ones, like our Perfect Packing List series.
Meet Us in Paris is a University of California Irvine Division of Continuing Education production in partnership with Notes by Nicole. That's our Nicole, by the way. Check them out at ce.uci.edu and notesbynicol.com. And thanks again for tuning in. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.